Hey, it's me, Tony T, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. They say teamwork makes the dream work, but I don't know if I've always believed that. Growing up, I was the guy that was way more comfortable being the lone wolf, working by myself and not depending on others for help in any way. When we would have school projects, for example, I would congratulate the lucky kids that got put on my team because they'd be taking the week off while I did our project all by myself. Because I knew, or at least I thought I knew, that I could do better alone. Even now, I still find myself preferring single-player games to co-op, and quiet time to social events. I'm not antisocial, I just like working alone. Despite my own weirdness in that area, the Bible says that we need to work at working with others, that it's not good for men to be alone, and that we're actually better together. Solomon points out several reasons why in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, when he says that two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. If they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who's alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm, but how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. In Proverbs 27, the Bible says plainly that we actually become better as we work off one another in the familiar verse where it says that iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Beyond that, in 1 Corinthians 12, the New Testament describes believers as a body made of several parts and that each of us have a part to play. You think you know better than the Bible? Try going through the rest of your day without the use of your eyes or your hands or your kidneys. All the parts work together to make sure that we are, and this is super important for believers to be, effective. Batman is the greatest superhero there is, yet he's at no shortage of sidekicks, partners, and proteges. And of course, Jesus, the ultimate in do-it-yourselfing, had a team with him, and how much more should we be challenged to work well with our teams? There's no room for lone wolves in God's pack, so let's work together, encouraging and equipping one another, and together, we'll do great things and see God get all the glory. Well, that is all the time that we have for today. For more Nerd of God fun, visit us online at nerdofgodcast.com or come hang out with us across all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast. We'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated gifts with you. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.